questions. Can everyone please stand?
Alan here. Our opening hymn will be hymn number 302, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We'll sing all three verses.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Chapter 15, verses 12 and 17. Jesus gave his followers the mandate to love one another. This was the last night that he would be with his disciples. Maundy Thursday is a time to remember the events of the Lord's last evening in the upper room. John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another.
Please join me in the call to worship. Merciful Savior, we have traveled this long, dusty, laden journey.
Our feet are tired, dirty, aching, and calloused.
You have shown us your love by becoming a humble servant.
Humble us when we try to travel without you. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another.
Humble us when we believe some work is below us. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another.
Humble us when we are too proud to accept help or care or love. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another.
Humble us when we do not fully receive the gift of your amazing and bountiful grace.
As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Amen.
Would you please join me in prayer? Holy Father, tonight we remember that Jesus, in showing his servants how to be servants, he washed their feet. Lord, may your Spirit strengthen us and mold our hearts to be better servants. And Lord, may we love our neighbor as ourselves. And may we love you as our Savior, our Lord, our Creator, and our friend. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Let's continue in song with hymn number 434. Hymn number 434, Love Lifted Me. We'll sing all three verses.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved too.
Join me in the Lord's Prayer, and then that will be followed by John chapter 13, verses 4 through 5 from Misty. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
John 13, 4 through 5. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him.
Thank you. Please be seated. And I guess all the time that I saved by having this be a short message, I could apply to Sunday. Jesus' command Monday that the disciples love, his prayer that they live in unity, and his example and service as he washed their feet are especially profound when we consider that only hours later he would be abandoned, denied, and betrayed by these same men. And we remember also that the cock had crowed three times. Three times that Peter, who had said that he would never deny Jesus, three times when he said that you are, you know, the Messiah, three times he even denied his Savior. Jesus knew that his followers were weak. He knew that they would not stand by him until the end. And we're reminded in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was sweating either drops of blood or actual blood in his prayer, when the disciples were sleeping. He knew that one of them meant to turn him over to his enemies, to be tortured and killed. Yet Jesus still chose to love and to serve them. Jesus' Holy Thursday actions to us say, love and serve no matter what the cost. And isn't it wonderful that God does not count the cost before loving us? That the Lord loves us with abandon. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 27. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. I've been preaching through the Ten Commandments, and there in those simple words, Jesus summarized all 10 of the commandments. This is especially relevant for us when it seems that love and service are especially difficult. When we're called to serve people and love people who could be stubborn, who could be obnoxious, who may even lash out at us. Whether they are students, whether they are adults, sometimes it is hard to serve and love other people. When no one appreciates, recognizes, or reciprocates. It was the Pharisees that wanted all the attention drawn to them for their service. But Jesus talked about us doing good works in secret, about us doing good works for the less fortunate. I'm reminded of St. Francis of Assisi. He was rich. His father had given him a fortune. He could have easily been a cushy Italian businessman. But when he stood up to his father, he took the clothes off of his back and left. And he founded a mendicant order. In other words, an order who took a vow of poverty. And St. Francis went to the lowliest of the low, to the lepers, to serve them. When people are hostile and hurtful, Jesus still calls us to serve. When it is painful, Jesus still calls us to serve. Tonight, we are reminded of Jesus' act of service and tomorrow of his ultimate act of service and his ultimate act of love. And then fortunately, he rose on the third day, which we will celebrate on Sunday.
Our communion hymn is hymn number 415, Victory of Jesus. Again, we will sing all three verses. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and Jesus.
for our final scripture reading. Olga is visiting with her mom, Beatrice, who's in the hospital. So please remember Olga and her family in your prayers, and everyone else at the church whose loved ones are dealing with health problems. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26.
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which for you, do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Thank you.